This is Bumper to Bumper Radio, the car show. Drive in anxious and cruise out confident. With the best automotive information for your vehicle. Bumper to Bumper, helping you and your car feel better. And now your hosts, Matt Allen and Dave Riccio.
Brake jobs. That's probably one of the most common repairs that someone's going to get because everyone needs brake jobs with very few exceptions. Matt, I don't think people know what the heck to expect on a brake job because there's so much of a difference in the way to do a brake job. Well, it seems rookie mistake.
Yeah, I know. I had that mic turned off for a second. I was jiggling it around and getting all positioned here. But yeah, no matter how good you take care of your car, you're going to get a brake job someday.
It's inevitable.
Yeah, and there's so many different ways to get that brake job. I always use the example of food. Maybe that's why I'm a little packing some extra pounds here lately. But
it's something he knows well.
Yes, but you can get your Lipton iced tea, and it tastes all right. And you can get a nice tasty one at Starbucks. You can get your 99-cent cheeseburger, and you can get a, you know, whatever. You can get something at Chick-fil-A that's much tastier. And goes down and stays down. So the same thing happens with brakes. Everybody's price-driven, or we want to – that's usually the first thing that comes to mind. How much is a brake job? I mean, you can almost answer that question and say, well, we can do a brake job for whatever you want to spend.
Well, before the show, Matt and I, we did a little bit of calling around and price checking, and we knew this to be true, so we knew what we would find. But there is just a huge difference in the componentry of brakes. And Matt and I took a tour back in October of the Centric Brake Plant. And Centric is C-E-N-T-R-I-C, I believe. It's not a household name, but it's a brand that the auto shops deal in. And if you live in this town for any length of time and gotten a brake job, chances are you've got Centric brake pads on your car. And you can buy a Centric brake pad that costs, set of brake pads that costs you $30. Or you can buy a set of brake pads that cost you $70 for the same car. So what's the difference if you're shopping through the paper and you see, you know, brake job for $119? But I thought we can talk about this all we want, but we brought on a guy from Centric Brakes to tell us a little bit about it. We've got Lance. I was SMAW, S-M-A-W. Thanks for coming in, Lance. And you've been doing car parts for a long time. And I appreciate going back on the Centric Brake Tour. It was eye-opening at the differences of what goes on. So is there anything, Matt, that stuck out to you that you want Lance to enlighten
us on? I really just want to put him on the spot and see how ready he turns here.
You know, he's a little nervous. I can see it.
Sitting a little nervous. But uh-huh. No, like you said, Dave, the Centric Brakes, are not, they don't have a marketing budget where they're marketing to the end user, the consumer. They're a product that, you know, when we went toward the plant, it was – I think you said it, Lance. We're a show me, don't tell me company.
Yeah, you know, that's how we really got Centric going back in the day. You know, we're about 15 years old, and nobody back then had heard of Centric Brakes. But it was really going into the shops and talking to the guys who were fixing the cars and explaining to them the processes we use to make our brake pads and provide a quality part to the guys who were actually doing the work.
What I was really impressed with is just how much they had there, the dyno testing. I mean, they dyno test brake pads, and they got three dynos back there?
Yeah, you know, so my understanding is those dynos are about $1 million each. And so we have three of them constantly going. You know, we test all kinds of our formulations, competitors' formulations. So we know what's going on with all the different formulas that are out there. And we also were able to check out the friction lab. You know, you guys were some of the first that ever got in there, you know. So we have a doctor of friction, and they're just constantly testing now.
We asked for the recipe on the pads, and they wouldn't tell us.
No.
Right.
Martha Stewart won't have that one, huh?
No.
Well, I was impressed with the place from a number of different reasons. One, they're involved with racing, and they develop brake calipers and brake components for race cars. And I know that stuff, just from my racing experience, it transfers to the street. What they develop and prove out in a race car oftentimes ends up in the road car in better performance. So I thought that was neat. And that's a whole different line of the brakes. The, like you said, the the Friction Lab with the brake dyno. And for people that don't know what a dyno is, it's just they have them for an engine. You can run the engine to test the horsepower of the engine or the longevity of the engine. But for the brakes, they're going to do the best they can to simulate driving conditions and just run these brake pads through all kinds of tests and like you said, the competitors. But what I thought was the coolest part is there – was it the engineering room or the parts or technical support side? If there was a brake part, pretty much friction being a pad, rotor, caliper, or a hose ever manufactured for a car, you guys have one.
Yeah, for sure. Are you talking about all the OE samples that we had in there? Yeah, you know, that's, what is that, three levels now? Just full of parts. So we know when you call our tech line, you get a hold of a person. There's no, you know, answering service type of deal. You talk to one of the guys, and if there's any question, they walk right out a door into that area and pull the OE part.
So they literally have a library. So a brand new model, your car comes out. They go get all the brake parts off that car and then reverse engineer them, and then they have the identical match to go with it. So you can get OE brake parts. And back to our original thing, we were talking about, you know, you can buy the $60 pads, you can buy the $30 pads, and there is a significant difference. So we're talking about, is there anything wrong with a $30 brake pad? Not necessarily, but I think people don't ask when they're shopping for a brake job.
Well, yeah, you're right. People don't know. So you might see that the box store, maybe the tire retailer, they've all, everybody, not everybody, but a lot of these retailers have a advertised price. You see them for $79 for a brake job, or maybe if you want ceramic, it's a little bit more, and they sprinkle some powder in there and call it, you know, we put ceramics in there, and that's $40 more. Or you might see them in the $159 range, and that's what oftentimes at the shops, a lot of the bumper-to-bumper shops, including my shop at Virginia Auto Service, we someone calls and then we tell them, yeah, normal brake job, it's about $300, say $275 to $325. Oh my God, I can get it done for $159. Well, it's not. That's where you come in. That's where you have to stop and educate the customer and let them know that what you're buying from me for $300 is not the same thing that you're buying for $79. And in fact, a lot of times that $79 never really happens because there's you need this and that.
Well, what I was surprised by was the difference in rotors. I know you can buy a $20 rotor, and I know you can buy a $40 rotor. And Lance, some of the differences there, we went in a room there where guys were testing metallurgy and all that stuff, and they were reverse engineering rotors, but there's different ways the rotor is poured.
Yes, for sure. The biggest thing when it comes to iron is the metallurgy that's used, okay, because there's all kinds of things that can be sourced, but the big difference with Centric is we do what's called center core split casting, which the vanes are poured from both sides in the mold as opposed to being poured on one side, which is a more economical way to make a brake rotor.
Well, and that's a little confusing. Lance is showing us with his hands, and this is not television, thank God. Yeah. You'd have to be looking
for
at
you.
At
I might be better looking.
You look all right today. You did miss a spot over there on the side when you shaved, but now we're getting all out of whack here. But the price difference just doesn't come because one guy makes more money on selling brake pads. It's the manufacturing process, and it's just like they showed us with the brake pads. On the economy line of brake pads, they can put all that formula, put that recipe, put the dough, so to speak, in the cupcake tray and smash them all down and make 10 cupcakes all at one time. You get into the more expensive brake pad, it's all about the manufacturing process. And there's a different process to doing it, a different injection or a different mold. You can only make one cupcake in the oven at a time. So figure that out. You go to Bash's or, you know, here we are back to the food again. Go to your favorite place.
All he thinks about.
I know. Man. If you can bake 10 cupcakes at one time versus one, the 10 guy is going to be less expensive. But it's a production thing. It's a quality thing. There's a lot that goes into it.
And we're talking about brake pads. That would be the friction material. And the rotors are the little disc you see through your wheel when you walk up to your car. You see that disc right there. Mm-hmm. When he's talking about the vanes, that disc is two-sided. So it's smooth on both sides. And then in the middle, there's vanes. And those separate the two halves, and they cool. That's where the cooling happens. But you can either have it poured all from one side, and the heat transfer is not so good, so the pads aren't going to wear real evenly, mm-hmm. and the braking's not going to be as good, or you can do it the right way where it's poured from both sides, so it's just everything meets in the middle of the rotor. It's just a nicer job and a nicer product. But again, there's a $20 rotor and there's a $40 rotor. And as a consumer, you have to understand there's a difference.